Welcome to the Perfume Podcast, creativity, scents, inspirations. In her research, she met the scent of the ocean and of her roots. Through performing arts, she explored her biography and how it connects with a collective dimension. Today is with us Teresa Noronha Feio, dancer and choreographer. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you.
So, how did you discover your passion for dance?
This is always a hard question. I started to dance when I was 5 and I never stopped. I think what triggered me, the passion for dance, was the fact that socially, in my social life, I have been always very shy since I'm little, and the fact that dance was without verbal language, it helped me to explore somehow my fantasies and my creativity. And I think it's the only artistic language that where I can fully liberate myself.
Mm. So it's about freedom also.
Yes, very much. About being in touch with myself and not being afraid of being judged, I think. And there's a lot of inner blockages. In dance, I can unblock, I think, emotions, and I can unblock physical and mental states of being that help me to actually to live a happier life. I'm happier.
Yes. And also you had many passages because you were born in Portugal, then you studied dance in Holland, and finally you came to Italy. How did you live all those passages?
Yeah, I think when I decided to go to Holland and to study, I was 17. I never stopped since I was 6 dancing. But then I decided to make a university of dance, and I chose this path as my possible future career. And I remember I was still young, and I said to my mom, I want to try and study abroad dance. And she told me, I've been waiting for you to tell me that. So somehow she was just expecting, she never forced me, but it was the most natural thing to do. And she accompanied me to do the auditions. And then the first audition I didn't manage, I didn't go in. And then the second audition I got accepted. And I felt really good in the place. The city was quite small, was not so scary to move out to a big city. And everything felt very natural, I have to say. Nothing was a shock because I was always dancing. I spent most of my time dancing and in the studio and learning. So I was full of curiosity. When I finished my studies, it was always the same needs to learn new skills, new ways of expression. Dance became very broad. What's contemporary dance became a huge field of exploration. And that made me travel a lot along Europe to work, to make workshops, to have laboratories. And finally, I ended up in Italy, which is a little bit more in the south. It's a little bit more like Portugal, but not exactly the same. And I found a field, a place that has actually a lot of potential in. It feels a little bit stuck in its own patrimony, but at the same time, it gives me time to feed my own language and my own view and my own creativity. That was something that started to block me when I was in Central Europe and traveling in Brussels, Holland. It's the competitivity of the work there is so much higher, and the speed of the work is so much faster. And for a moment, it felt good to be in Italy and just to give time and space for things to settle down and to start to flourish in a more personal and intimate way.
There was a great difference in speed, you said. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Italy is very slow.
Yes, I agree. but yes, as you said, maybe this rhythm, Italian rhythm, is good for having space for, in some way,
si.
Having a, yeah.
Yes. I was needing it. Because I was studying, I was working and studying, and so much information. It really was a huge support for myself to slow down and to understand where was my position, where I wanted to position myself, also in terms of the work and what I see, not just dance, but the artistic work in itself. And the slow tempo helps for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also in a recent project, A Tale of the Ruthless, in which I participated as a consultant for the creation of an oceanic perfume.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You wanted to find back the perfume of your childhood and of the ocean. And so why did you want to reconnect with your roots?
Yes, I think it has to do with the fact that I've been traveling a lot since a young age. And the time that I was living in Italy, it was growing in myself, the need to position myself, like I said before. And I felt that I was, until that moment, a lot flying with the wind. Where the wind was taking me, I was going, because curiosity was taking me there. And at a certain moment, I needed to be a bit more grounded. And I needed to be more aware and conscious of where I was coming from, to ground my positions, to ground my opinions, to ground my body, my movement. And I just felt really missing my hometown. I didn't want to go back to Lisbon. It's not my ambition is not to go back to Lisbon. My ambition is just to feel a little bit home wherever I go. And that's where the project was getting born, was trying to understand if there is a possibility to don't completely lose my roots, don't completely lose the references that I have, and keep them nearby whenever I need or I feel homesick. I think it's possible. And that's where the smells and the essences, they came. Because traveling a lot, the smells and the essences of the countries and the places I live, they change. Nowadays I live in Torino. It's still an industrial city with a lot of pollution. It doesn't smell like the ocean. It doesn't smell either like, I don't know, Puglia or Sardinia or Sicily. I found similar smells in Italy where I could feel closer to my roots. But I was not living there. I was just passing by.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that when we met in Milan. And I was living in Milan and you were living in Turin. So I could really relate to your story, because for me it was in some way the same. I really missed the roots that I had. And as you said, I think a grounding movement, a grounding knowledge or awareness, it's very important, because it allows us to find more our identity in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we don't need to go back where we lived, but surely to gain back in some way.
Definitely, because definitely, yeah. I totally agree with you. It's not that my identity is 100% and only depending on what the place I was born and I was growing, it's part of it. And then it's also part of all the other places that we have been living, no? Maybe Milan is a little bit part of you also.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that this this grounding is truly important because we live in a culture, a general culture that is always moving forward. So it's really like a little bit pushing things. And sometimes we really, we don't know where we are, actually.
Yes, and I'll say more about that. I've been thinking lately and talking with a friend that I think since the 60s, I'm afraid of saying something wrong, but more or less since the 60s in the artistic field and the contemporary dance field and theater, there was this big massima of living the here and now. And it's always about being the here and now, being in the moment, being present. I think that we need to reflect again, what does it mean to be here and now without losing our groundness? So not being attached and in chains in the past, but being conscious about it. Otherwise we get lost, we get without, from my point of view, I was losing my references.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I had the same experience, I think, absolutely. Yes, yes. And also I think, and also we experienced together this, how perfumes can really give us a feeling of belonging, let's say, because what did you feel when you smelled again a perfume reminding the ocean?
The first feeling, I have to say that this perfume of smelling the ocean, it's still in construction. And it's getting very close. I feel it's getting very close when it opens my body. I feel my energetic body gets opened, just as if I'm swimming in the ocean. I think I need this feeling, this freshness, and at the same time, this this contrast with the cold sea. Then the moment I touch the ocean and I swim or I dive or I'm walking past, it just opens up my mind. It opens up my lungs. It opens up. And energetically, I just open up. And it's all movement. It's wind. There's movement in it. And this is, I think, this is what I'm looking for in the perfume of the ocean. It's the feeling that I'm looking for, that feeling.
Yeah. In some way, a perfume can really give us an experience in some way. But it's very rooted in us. yes. Absolutely. I really think that scents are interesting because they are so inspiring. And at the same time, they are so grounded in our body. It's really a sensorial experience.
Yes.
So
sensorial experience that if we give the time to live it, it can become also very spiritual, somehow connected to our deeper being. This is what I feel. And there's where dance and the senses the olfactory sense can support. We can support the reaching deeper parts of our beings.
Yes, sure. And since you are a dancer, which connection do you find between movement, gesture, and olfaction?
Emotion. I think it goes to emotion. This is the first word that comes to my mind. They all, none of them, it's a narratory. It's not explanatory. It's all about a personal experience and the way that we can be open enough to feel. And dance is about feeling, is about perceiving. It's about perceiving the air, about perceiving temperature, about perceiving the joyance, the joy of the body when it moves, because it creates a joyful experience. And in parfums, it's also about giving the time to open up the channels of the nose and just let it go all in. Don't make too many questions, I think. Mm. Just trust the senses, trust the instincts, trust what it makes in us. And there's a big connection between them.
Yeah. Yes, I like that you're using the word trust. I like that. Yes, we can trust our senses. I mean, there is a deep meaning in our senses, I think.
Yes, isn't it? Because we are too used. It's too easy that somebody tells you what you should feel, how you should be, what you should be looking for. And in none of this, none in the perfumes, not in the movement, you cannot say what you are looking for. I cannot tell you, Elena, look for this. You won't feel the same thing as I do. Yes. You need to trust yourself and your feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, this is truly important, I think, because we are living in a culture that is full of impressions, full of images, full of everything, I would say. But we should really try to trust ourselves. So not looking so much outside, but really beginning to feel the life that is in us, that moves us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What moves you? This is a beautiful question, not to be answered, but yeah, to be searched and researched.
Yes. Yes. And about movement and what moves us, how creativity is important in your actual life, and how do you think creativity can be a resource in people's life?
Oh, creativity is movement. it's the opposite of being stuck somewhere. It's a capacity to find connections, different connections. It's a capacity to dare, not to be in the standards. It's a capacity to dare, to find poetry where there's no poetry. Maybe yes. So it's a capacity to dare to be more happy or to be more in touch to one's thoughts, even if they don't belong to a standard way of thinking or of feeling about things. I think creativity is very important into everybody's lives.
Yes, also I feel it's very natural. You said that at the beginning of your personal story, you felt dance as natural, and I feel the same about creativity. I mean, it is natural, but we have to connect again, let's say, to it.
Yes. I think we go back to words that we've said before. In creativity, you need to connect again to what's natural to you, maybe. You need to trust what's natural to you. And you need to dare to bring new outputs, because something quite creativity, it brings outputs, no, into the world, new things into the space, even if it is an invisible thing, it's still
I find it very, very concrete. We use this word creativity, and someone thinks that is something, you know, just imagination or whatever, but it's not. it's very, very concrete. And as you said, it's really bringing into the world something that it's in us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. It's about giving birth to new possibilities, or to possibilities that are in you, that you perceive, and you try to find forms, words, whatever materiality you need to bring it into the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, thank you, Teresa, for this interview.
Thank you.
So thank you also to our listeners, and we'll meet soon for new episodes of the Perfume Podcast. Thank you. You listen to the Perfume Podcast. If you're interested in creativity coaching, scents and aromatherapy, please check my website fiordicamomilla.org.